looking at the wise men. And while you're doing that, and while we're still praying, when Pastor asked me to speak about the wise guys, I'm sorry, about the wise men tonight, I had this memory brought out, and I've got to tell you, it's really funny. And I've never thought about this for many years. I'm 13 years old. I'm in this play, and I guess what character I'm playing? The three wise men. Now, at that time, my dad smoked. He subsequently stopped smoking, which I was very happy for. But at that time, he smoked, and my friend, who was an extra wise man, also had a dad who smoked. Yes. And so we decided we'd play a trick on our fathers, and I cannot, it's amazing I can remember this. We bought the item from J.C. Smith and Company, I think was the name of it. And what it was something that you would stick in the cigarette, and it was about the diameter of a toothpick, but about the length of your little nail. And we stuck it in our dad's cigarettes so that when they lit, when he lit them, it would pop.
Oh, man.
And so, but that's not the point. The point is that we were walking down the aisle in the church in the rehearsal, and we were singing. I just remember this. We three kings from Illinois smoking our loaded cigar. That was in my memory that came out. That was no charge for that. Anyway, have you gotten work on this? We'll go back to it in just a little bit. But I want to turn your attention. You haven't finished?
No.
Well, you failed.
Some people just got there.
That's okay. Okay.
We can give it a couple more minutes.
Can we give it a couple more minutes? Okay.
Yeah, we have time.
We have a little
bit. It's only 5 after 8.
Go for it. Yes, sir.
Me?
Is there a question? In the balcony?
Are we filling this out? That's what you give us.
Yeah, fill it out if you'd like to.
What you said about cigars?
Yes.
They didn't think anything about it, but they packed it with about 3 or 4 of those things. His father went and lit the cigarette up.
Oh, wow.
And the thing exploded, split his lip.
My goodness.
He is black.
I can imagine.
But he wasn't. I mean, as young, you know, you're doing stuff and you don't think of anything, you know, what's going to happen.
Can anybody top that story? Okay, we'll go. We'll skip the scripture for now, and we'll take the test. The first one: the Bible says that three wise men traveled from afar on camels to visit the infant Jesus as he lay in the manger. True or false? Right. The wise men were Jewish, Gentiles, or Galileans? Gentiles. Was it important that Joseph got married to Bethlehem for the birth? Yes. What Old Testament figure gave prophecy that out of Bethlehem would come the ruler of Israel? Jonah, Micah, or Moses? How many think Jonah? Lift your hand. We're still friends. How many think Micah? Lift your hand. We're still friends. How many think Moses? Lift your hand. We're still friends. Okay. Are you scratching your nose? Okay. Okay. Micah's the answer. Number 5. The Old Testament figure gave prophecy concerning the star. Was it David? How many think it was David? Balaam?
Yeah, I think so.
Ezekiel?
Isaiah? It's Isaiah.
Okay.
Isaiah.
Well, you're wrong. It's Balaam. Balaam, the guy that had the donkey talk. I mean, the talking dog. I mean, the talking...
You're kidding.
No, it was Balaam. Balaam's the answer. Balaam gave the prophecy about the star. Trust me on that. Of course, the other pastor doesn't believe me. The answer is B, Balaam. Number 6, was the star a conjunction of planets? How many believe that? Okay. What about a Nova Cassiopeia?
That some sort of caterpillar?
It sounded like it, didn't it? Okay. No one lift their hands on that. What about a moving star? That's a good one. A moving star. We got a couple, 3, 4 hands. So that's 5. We stopped with 4. Okay, what about a supernatural light like the pillar of fire in the wilderness? Is there a hand in the house? One hand in the house, thank you. Two hands in the house. Is there three? Are there three? Okay, number four, actually of no importance except to God, but to the birthplace of Jesus.
That's probably the answer.
Probably the answer. But I just happened to check, since I made this up, I checked number D, supernatural light, like the pillar of fire in the wilderness. That's good. We'll come back to that as we do the study tonight. And in the book of Daniel, Daniel gave a prophecy regarding the event. Was it that it would happen? What happened before the end of the world? What happened in exactly 483 years? How many think it was A? One? Two. B? C? Three hands. Four hands. Very good.
It would happen.
Yeah, but in 483 years.
Yeah, but A is right, too, and B is right, and C is right.
All of the above.
Isn't that true?
Right. All of the above.
All of them are true.
That's true.
You may leave at any time.
Okay, B, all of the above.
Okay, number eight, we definitely know from Scripture that the number of the wise men were 12 wise men. 12? 3? 120? Or don't know?
We don't know.
We don't know. But many do believe. 120. And many do believe there were 12. I wonder if these many are. But in the boat that you can row in, those are the 12, 320, or I don't know. Number nine. The answer is I don't know.
He doesn't
know. Nobody knows. Nobody knows.
For real?
If it was important, we would have been told. So don't know. Don't know.
What about the song, though?
Can't remember everything you sing. Number nine, how old was Jesus when the wise men came to his birthday party? Up to 6, A, B, C, or D? A, B, C, about 2, and D was the winner, probably, D. And number 10, the Old Testament does proclaim the coming of the Messiah. How many prophecies are there in the Old Testament? A, B, or C? A, any hands? B, any hands? Got a hand? And C, a few more hands.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, well, I don't agree, so you better not. Okay, Christmas is a season of hope. And that's the bottom line. If you give the message in one word, it would just be hope tonight. We just hope. We hope. We hope we get an Xbox. We hope we get a skateboard. We hope we get a Lexus. We hope this. We hope that. The number of wise men coming were men of hope. And so as we turn to the handout on the scripture, let's read together from the message. We'll have the men read the first paragraph, the ladies the second, the men the third, and the ladies the fourth. So on the handout coming from Matthew, the only place in the whole Holy Bible where we have the story of the wise men. So men, to start off with, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem village, Judea territory, this was during Herod's kingship, a band of scholars arrived in Jerusalem from the east. They asked around, "Where can we find and pay homage to the newborn King of the Jews? We observed a star in the eastern sky that signaled his birth. We're on pilgrimage to worship him." Ladies? They told him, "Bethlehem, Judah territory, the prophet Micah wrote it plainly, it's you, Bethlehem, in Judah's land, no longer bringing up the rear. From you will come the leader who will shepherd rule my people, my Israel."
Herod then arranged a secret meeting with a scholar from the east,
Okay, God, let's do it. Yeah, we're supposed to do it. No, I didn't have space. Okay, second paragraph, guys. Second column. Then the star appeared
again.
The same star that they had seen in the eastern sky. It led them on until it hovered over the place of the child. They could hardly contain themselves. They were in the right place. They had arrived at the right time. They were warned not to report back to Herod, so they worked out another route, left the territory without being seen, and returned to their own country. So first of all, we looked at the hope. The second is this. We want to look at these magi who were looking forward to the coming of the king, because God told them that the king was going to come. Anybody know their names? I didn't catch their names in here. Not yet. Okay. Believe it or not, there are a lot of books that are not in the Holy Book, in the Holy Bible, containing the 66 books. And among the many other books that are out there, there is a book called The Gospel of the Infancy. And in chapter 9, this was written in the 8th century, they are given their names, which I could even try to pronounce, but you've heard their names, but their names are not in the Bible. The names have just been given to them down through the years, but starting in the 8th century. Now, there's only one passage in the Bible that foretells the time of the Messiah's birth, and that's, if you read with me, in Daniel chapter 9, verse 25 on the handout. We'll read together. Know and understand this, from the issuing of the decree to restore and rebuild Jerusalem until the Anointed One, the ruler, comes, there will be seven sevens and 62 sevens. It will be rebuilt with streets and a trench, but in times of trouble. But with that phrase, Anointed One, theologians pick up on this to believe that this was a direct prophecy that these wise men read about, and they knew. Anyway, from Daniel, now, you remember Daniel, the guy who had three friends? And remember, he was taken captive, a prisoner of war. He was taken to the country of Babylon, and there God found, they found favor with God. And then when Babylon was overthrown by the Persians, then Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, and can you say that? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were also hired as the Magi. A difference between astrology Magi and God-fearing Magi. Daniel and his friends were the God-fearing, but they were in the astrology class, but it was nothing like these three guys that we've been reading about. So, they studied the stars, and they knew that something was going to happen. The reason they were able to know something was going to happen is because they had copies of what we call the Septuagint. They had the Greek translation of the Old Testament. And these guys, they came a long way. They came a really long way.
An interesting note, too, just to add, Neil, to this, which a lot of people aren't aware of, and that is that people studied the stars, and I don't know if anybody's heard the presentation, the Gospel and the Stars, that the constellations in the sky tell the story of the whole story of Jesus and the, you know, those.
Okay.
It tells the gospel story in the stars, and if you study the names of individual stars, the original names that stars were called, it tells actually that story in the stars. And so a lot of these godly astronomers, astrologers, magi, knew these various things, and so they were always watching the heavens for signs. Anyway, and so...
And especially if they knew that there was going to be a sign in the sky.
Yes.
Which
yes.
brings us to Numbers 24:17. Read with me, if you will. Because God did use, I would call it a supernatural star, to direct these magi on their journey. So read with me Numbers 24:17.
I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star will come out of Jacob. A scepter will rise out of Israel.
So these wise men knew this was going to happen. And so when they saw this special star, obviously they were going to follow the star. I think it's been wrongly portrayed that these guys just followed the star and just went around like that. I think my opinion is that they saw the star and they went toward the star. But if you remember what I heard you read on the handout on the second column, it said, "Then the star appeared again."
Yeah.
Which meant that I think the star set them off on their journey, so they started walking, following the star. I mean, looking toward the star. And it must have disappeared. Then when they got to Jerusalem, because that was where they knew they were going to be near, then the star appeared again. And in the Nativity, they portrayed it this way. The wise men, and they were not kings, incidentally. They were magi. When these magi came to Jerusalem, they were getting a drink of water out of the city well, and as they were drawing the water out, the water reflected the star. It seemed that it appeared at that point, which may just be interesting. We don't know, but the scripture does say the star did appear again. Now, they knew, those who had the Bible knew it was going to be in Bethlehem. King Herod, I mean, he didn't have a clue what was happening. He should have known. Anyway, Herod died in about 4 BC. That's why we know that Jesus was born before he was born. You know, BC and AD. And so we know he was born before, I can't say the turn of the centuries, but before the BC AD came about. Because Herod died, we know it's been recorded, he died in 4 BC. So we do know that he's much older than 2,007 years old. Let's add 4 more to it. But what's the big deal? Not that important. But the important thing is that they followed the star, and the star led them to Bethlehem. And the Bible says that, read with me, Micah chapter 5, verse 2. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from old, from ancient times. So the Bible tells us exactly where Jesus is going to be born. It's going to be where? Bethlehem. And Bethlehem was how many miles from Jerusalem? Very good. Or maybe that many, but 4 or 5 miles. That was not very far away. So Jesus was a fulfillment of the hope of these magi. They found Jesus. They found the king. And I guess we're still on the search today. And I saw this bumper sticker the other day. It said, "Wise men still seeking." Any wise men here? Any wise women here? Any wise young people here? Right. And so they brought these gifts. Well, to begin with, the first question, which was sort of a tricky one, the Bible says that 3 wise men traveled from afar on camels to visit the infant Jesus as he lay in the manger. To begin with, we don't know that it was 3. Second, they did travel afar. But where'd the camels come in? Nothing said about camels. They probably rode on horses or donkeys. And they probably had an entourage of a lot of people. I mean, that you could easily pick up 50 or 60 people, because they had, what do you call them, people going with them? I mean, they had. Can you imagine the paraphernalia that we used to have when we camped out with our 5 kids? And we filled up the station wagon and put stuff on top just to go to Lake San Jacinto. Anyway, these guys had a long way to go. They had a lot of luggage. They had a lot of people. So it was a very big deal. It was a very big deal. And they did not visit the infant in the manger. You know that. Because the Bible is explicit when it says that the shepherds went to the manger and the wise men went to the house. Different words. So that's why Herod said, "Well, you know what? I won't have to kill all the kids that are under what?
2 years.
Let me tell you about this guy, Herod. This guy was pretty bad. He wasn't born king of the Jews. He wasn't even king of the Jews. He was just a guy who'd been appointed by Romans in 40 B.C. He was cruel and a dangerous man who killed everyone around him who threatened his position. And listen to the people he killed. He killed 3 of his own sons. He killed his favorite wife, Marina Man. He killed his mother-in-law. He killed his brother-in-law. He killed his uncle. And he killed 300 officers who were trying to protect the execution of the 2 of his sons. So this guy was a real tyrant. I mean, history records what he did. So now he's after Jesus, and he sends the wise men out. But they go, and they make sort of like a U-turn, only after giving the gifts. And you know there were how many type gifts? Yes. And they were? What in the world is frankincense? Anybody? Very good, very good. You're close, but you're not it. The frankincense. The frankincense was for his deity, that's right. And it was a sweet incense that was used in connection with some of the offerings in the temple. So frankincense is really important because it was for his deity. And the other gift was what?
Myrrh.
Okay, you got some wisecrack about that? Myrrh?
The Lutheran
public. Okay, that's good. Okay, myrrh. And what is myrrh? For its humanity. But why would you use myrrh? When would you use myrrh? Right, when you're dead. And so this would be for his humanity. And then the other gift was gold, and that's for what? Royalty life, right. Now, if Joseph and Mary had to take their baby all the way to Egypt, do you think that these 3 gifts would help out in the expenses? So they weren't just gifts there to put in the bank somewhere. They were important gifts that could be used in the traveling because they didn't have credit cards. They needed some kind of move. So
they were all 3 very valuable.
Yes, they were. So I guess the bottom line is simply this. The relationship between we who want to be wise and those guys who were definitely wise. The gold, the frankincense. And I think when I started off, Christmas is the idea of hope. You know, we're hoping for this, we're hoping for that. What I think Jesus is hoping for, that we would just have a greater identity with him, a relationship with him, intimacy with him, which we can have. And they worship Jesus with their gifts. We've got gifts to offer him just as well. The first gift is the gift of ourself. And Paul explains in Romans chapter 12 that we are to present our what?
Self.
Yes, our bodies, ourselves as a living sacrifice. So that's the gift. The other gift we can give are financial gifts. Another gift we can give are the spiritual gifts that we have. We can put them in operation in our church. So the expectation for me is a hope for change. You know, for myself, for my family, for this church, for each one of you who make up the church, because we are kings and priests, right? And Isaiah 49:7, kings, that's you and me, shall arise and worship. And Isaiah 63, nations will come to your light, and kings, that's you and me, to the brightness of your dawn. So let's do that. Let's come and adore him. Roger?
I would sing that song, "Oh Come Thou Who Adorest Christ the Lord."
Mm-hmm.
He alone is worthy. Let's stand together. Oh come, let us adore him. Oh come, let us adore him. Oh come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. that's what you want, Lord, that's what you desire, that's what's holy and pleasing to you, that we would come and say, Lord, here we come out, submitting completely to you. Lord, we would say, come thy kingdom, and be done thy will here on earth as it is in heaven. Have your way in us. Come and be king. Come and be Lord. Be ruler and master in every area of our lives. Lord, particularly at this Christmas time, as we bow before the manger, that we would worship you in beauty and in holiness. Lord, now for me.